You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we start with the classics.
Thank you.
Well, we had Miles, Bill Evans, and Miles. Hard to go wrong. Miles Davis began the set with How Am I to Know, Prestige Days. This is from November 1956 on an album called Miles on the Prestige label. Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Then we listened to Bill Evans in Blue in Green from December 1959 on the Riverside label, package called Portrait in Jazz, Bill Evans piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Modian on drums. And then Miles again with Milestone from February 1958. By this time, he was on the Columbia label. The album was called Milestones. Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor. Cannonball Adderley was here on alto. Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. They call it modern jazz, and it's only 70 years old. Here's Art Farmer. Thank you.
Thank you.
There they go, from September 1959, Blue Mitchell and Minor Vamp to round out that set. Let's go to the top of the set. We started with Art Farmer. Actually, we heard Art Farmer and Benny Golson, usually heard together as the Jazz Tet. But in this case, each of them was heard on a separate recording under their own name. We started out with Art Farmer and Tonk from October 1961 on the Argo label, package called Perception. Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Harold Mayburn piano, Tommy Williams bass, Roy McCurdy on the drums. Then we listened to Benny Golson and Just By Myself from December 1962, also on the Argo label, an album called Free, Benny Golson tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Ron Carter bass, Art Taylor on the drums. And we wrap the set up with Blue Mitchell, Minor Vamp, September 1959, on the Riverside label originally, package called Blue Soul. Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Jimmy Heath tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. I remember when I was a kid, they would advertise things to kids by saying, be the first kid on your block to do such and such. Well, with that thought in mind, I can guarantee you I'm the last kid on my block to learn about and dig Errol Garner.
Remember the night night you said, I love you. Remember, you
And there's a set of sides by Errol Garner. A couple of months back, I grabbed a couple of CDs by Errol on the Chronological Classics label. They were his earliest recordings back in 1944. As a matter of fact, I think that they were practice sessions that got recorded, and Blue Note was so impressed that they actually issued them. Well, on the strength of those two, recently I've been on the internet trying to find as many of the Chronological Classic volumes as I can find. I think I got 9 in the last couple of weeks. And the sides we heard there were selections from those CDs. We started out with Errol Garner and the trio from August 1949 and his rendition of Stairway to the Stars. Errol on piano, John Simmons bass, Alan Stoller on drums. Then we listened to Errol and the trio, same session, same lineup, accompanying Johnny Hartman in his rendition of Remember. Then we went back to March 1949, this time on the Signature label, Errol playing solo piano, his rendition of Sweet Lorraine, and we wrapped it up with the side later that year, December of 1945, on the Mercury label, Errol playing solo piano, Bouncing with Me. And I think that might have been a gentle send-up of a popular tune with Bud Powell. Bouncing with Bud was the classic, and this may have been Errol's answer. Errol Garner here on Jazz Oasis. Up next, we've got Max Roach. Jimmy Heath and Company featuring Julius Watkins on French horn there to round out the set. We started with Max Roach featuring Julian Priester on trombone. From October 1959, Never Let Me Go, you had Tommy Turrentine trumpet, Stanley Turrentine tenor, Julian Priester trombone, Ray Bryant piano, Bob Boswell on bass, and of course you had Max Roach on the drums. Then Jimmy Heath from April 1961, and a piece called Funny Time. It was off an album called The Quota, originally on the Riverside label. With Jimmy Heath on tenor, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Julius Watkins French horn, Cedar Walton piano, Percy Heath bass, and Tootie Heath on the drums. And that just about brings us to the end of the trail for this week's program. Again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here each week at this same time. We listen to the sounds in modern jazz. They call it modern jazz, and it's only 70 years old. We'll be back here again next week at this same time. We hope you'll tune in then. And please remember to tell your friends about the program and all the sounds that we get to each week. To wrap up the show for this week, we're going to listen to Duke Ellington and the orchestra. Going back to the original recording in December of 1941, for the Victor label, this is Billy Strayhorn's Rain Check. We'll see you next week. Thank you.